Over the decades since the line opened, there's been talk of extensions, and lots of talk. Now, dollars will be going into an environmental impact study of the proposed extension, south into the Cobblestone District and north from UB Main Street through the North Campus and into Audubon. It would be underground to Bailey and Eggert, and then on the surface the rest of the way, especially along Niagara Falls Boulevard. NFTA Executive Director Kimberly Minkle says in order to do the EIS, the final route has to be locked down.
We had selected the locally preferred alternative, which is a light rail extension along what we're calling the Niagara Falls Boulevard corridor. And that was approved by the board about a year ago. So we know the general alignment, but as part of this environmental assessment, we'll be able to narrow it down specifically as to where it's going.
Higgins says it would be better to improve the rider experience with new cars and better tracks because the federal money for the extension might not be there. Amherst Supervisor Brian Culpa says an extension would be good for his town by improving access for everybody and opening up access to Audubon, which would benefit. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.